All right, hello, welcome to the podcast where we discuss the American dream. And if you don't know what the American dream is, we're going to discuss it today. And here we have a guest, and the guest is my dad. And the first question being, what is your definition of the American dream?
Well, for me, the American dream is like to have a good job, a good lifestyle, and then, but the most important thing, it's like to have a place to live. That's considered to me an American dream.
Okay. Let's just bring it to a Google search just to see if you were like close to that. All right, here, a quick Google search. All right, the American dream. The ideal by which equality of opportunity is available to any American, allowing the highest aspirations, which is like hopes and goals, to be achieved. In your case, you were like, oh, having a nice job, right? So you were like, I guess, close. Yeah, you had the same idea. Second question. When you were younger, what did you want to do with your life?
Well, when I was younger, I remember I had too many things to do. But one of the most important things is to have a good career and to have a that way I can get a good job and make some good money to survive.
So is your job right now, would you say that's a good job to make good money?
Not what I like it, but I think it's good, it's fair.
Yeah? It's fair? All right. For the third question, what is your lifestyle like, and if necessary, how would you like to improve it? So right now, how you're living, how is it like?
Well, I like it because, you know, I had a privacy, and then it's quiet, and then I had everything I wanted.
You don't think there's anything to, like, improve your lifestyle?
But, of course, I would like to improve, so that way I would like to make a second step, like, instead of to live in an apartment, I would like to live in a house.
Oh, changes like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, just house in general, anything else besides that?
I think that's it.
That's it? All right, well, next question. What are any struggles you have that prevent you to achieve the American dream?
Well, struggles from beginning was like the most important thing, the language. I didn't speak very good English, so that's why it was hard to improve my capacity, my.
Right, how are you from Mexico?
To improve my skills.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we started learning the language and started learning English. I went to school. That's the way, you know, I started improving my
improving skills. Yourself by learning a new language. That was your struggle with you since you first came here knowing only Spanish.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the fifth question. If you could go back in time, what would you change?
We change the
like any like moments in like in life, like maybe getting a better job or like meeting people that you wish you met or like stuff like that.
I think meeting people and also I spend more time with family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, sixth question: what are your interests that you would like to do but you cannot at the moment? Any interests that you wish you could do but you can't as of now?
Yeah,
things like traveling or stuff like that.
Exactly. Yeah, that's, you know, that's my one of my hobbies that I like to do sometimes. Mm-hmm. And then I would like to travel, of course, and then percentage I can, so just because it's the time, it's the money, and then
because of the American dream being like, oh, you could also experience things that you can like, do you like to do? Mm-hmm. And since you,
yeah,
that's one of your interests that you're not able to do, that's
exactly
like, preventing you. Yeah. Okay. Seventh question. Does the American dream have any effect of your way of living?
No.
No effect?
No.
Well, how so?
Yeah.
Like, what would... All right. So...
It's, yeah, that's why I'm, you know, I'm living or I'm trying to have the American dream.
You're trying?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, do you believe you accomplished your version of the American dream?
Yes, I do.
Yes? Well, what have you accomplished so far that you think that... Like, what are the main things you have that you already accomplished and that you're proud of or, like, good?
I think I feel part of the American dream because, you know, I have a good lifestyle. And then I'm thinking, keep following, you know, the American dream. And then, but I know it's, you know, I had a good lifestyle. I had a good job. And then just little by little, trying to.
So just having a job and a good lifestyle is what you think you will,
yeah,
you have accomplished, like, your American dream.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, ninth question. What do you want to achieve and where do you want to end up? Like, later in life. Anything else you want to achieve? Any goals?
Yeah, of course. Well, travel.
Travel?
Yeah.
Travel is your...
True.
One of your goals?
Yeah.
What, anything
of course. Else? I would like to enjoy, you know, like...
Your main way of living is to enjoy your life.
At, yes.
Yeah, later in life.
Exactly. Yeah, just enjoy my life, live in peace. That's it.
All right, final question. What's the single most important thing in your future and why?
In the future, I would like to spend my time with family, with grandkids, son, and then I think that's the most important thing. Your life with them, then yours to make sure then they're following the American dream also.
Always improve and always study is your
exactly.
motto.
Yeah, of course.
All right, well, that wraps up our podcast. Thank you for being a part of the podcast, giving your thoughts and answers to these questions. Well, that's said and done, and that's the end of our podcast.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm.